Welcome back, friends. Today we're sitting in my dining room with a guest who's been here before, but to talk about something a little bit different. Welcome to the show again, Jake Lacoste.
Thank you.
Dude, thanks for coming over. You're over here for a very specific reason. Tell me what that reason is.
So I decided that the Chippewa Valley needs a toy drive this December on the 17th. And I'm trying to get everybody who wants to be a part of it, who wants to give a toy to be involved. Also, any performers who want to come and perform, donate their time and their art to boost the event and boost awareness about it. That would be wonderful.
Okay, so you've done toy drives in the past, right?
Yes.
This is something that you've done how many years now?
This will be my second.
Oh, okay, because I think I was at the last one. So where is this thing going to be? If people do go, like, mark your calendars, it's the 17th of December. If people go, what are they like expecting to see? Is it just you performing? Are we really in like the beginning area of trying to figure out who's going to go up on stage? Or like, what can people expect with it?
We are in the beginning phase where I'm trying to get some people involved, some people that are already in the community doing well with music. I want to get some performers, and I'm open to other ideas too, to make the event a little more family friendly, because it is going to be all ages. It will be at the Brick House in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Which the Brick House is up over on Birch, right? It's like kind of where Birch hits 53, because I just went there for the Miles Boulevard show. He just had like a big headlining show for the first time in a long time. That was a pretty dope show. And I think that's a venue a lot of people haven't spent time going to. It's one that's kind of like emerged since the pandemic is all of a sudden like a place to be, because, I mean, obviously the plus not being a spot where everyone could perform, there's this huge need. Right now, all of a sudden, there is a need. How did it line up to work with the Brick House? Who hit you up, or who did you hit somebody up? How did the connection work out?
I reached out to Cullen and seen what he had available, actually, because he used to book for the Plus, and he said that he was currently working with the Brick House and they were wanting to bring acts in all the time. So I was like, that's wonderful. So this will be my first time throwing an event there, but it will go off pretty well, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and they actually have parking, which is awesome, because downtown, that's like always an issue. So shout out Colin Ryan. That's who we're talking about. He's actually in charge of the station, Converge Radio. So if you ever need anything, slide in his DMs. No, don't do that. He probably gets overloaded. But Colin brings a ton of cool things, including comedy, which we've had a ton of huge comedians come through, but also lots of events like this. So how does the toy drive work? Is it like you have to bring a toy to get into the show? Is it something where like people can drop off toys leading up to this somewhere? Like, how does that work?
So as far as taking in toys, we're just going to do it the day of. I think we're going to start around 4 p.m. and go until roughly like 9 p.m. depending on what type of entertainment I can pull, but I'm pretty sure it'll be cool. I'll figure it out. And we're just going to take in toys all day that day. I haven't decided exactly where the toys are going to go as far as which charity. I would like to honestly hand them out myself just because, and with my people, because I want people to be able to come pick up a toy. If they know that it's available, then they can come pick it up. If I give it to a certain organization, they might not have access to it. And I think that's just really important to, you know, let people have access for a certain amount of time.
Yeah. And when you're somebody who's like directly in the community and you can have like the feet on the ground, that's like so special, especially when you can have somebody actually physically deliver it, like all those types of things. And I'll throw it out there right now. I own Passion Board Shop, if people didn't know. You could definitely just drop off toys at my store too, as far as just so like cool. A place to drop them off. That works for me. And then I can bring them to the show because I'll certainly be there. So if you need a place to drop them off, you can go there. We do actually a cool skateboard program through the shop too, so anyone could always swing through. We do a thing called Skateboards for Kids. People donate money to that, and then we use that money to build skateboards, and we distribute them to the different middle schools and different organizations to get skateboards as like publicly available to anybody. And the new skate park that's finally happening, you're super into rollerblading, aggressive inline, so all of a sudden we're gonna have like a really cool community that feels like almost a little bit back, like what the YMCA park was, what, 20 years ago? We're all of a sudden going to have a cool place for that. So let's talk music a little bit. You're re-releasing like a different version of an album or something right now? What's going on with your music?
Yeah, I got a few things going on. I don't want to overload everybody with it, but I did an unplugged version of 6 songs off of my album, which is just an acoustic guitar or a piano vibe with my vocal. And I also did videos for those, and they're just kind of like an in-studio setting, very intimate, kind of like some neat lighting. But that's what I'm dropping this month on the 21st, which is next Friday, actually, or this Friday coming up.
We're talking about October.
Oh, Lord. Never mind. It'll be out by the time everybody hears this. Yeah. So okay, it's an unplugged version of my album. It's roughly 6 songs. And then I also have a deluxe version of my album, which will be a few extra songs and a few extra features. And it's the re-release of my album titled Lost and Found.
Oh, okay, cool. Which that just came out, what, December last year or something?
No, that was May.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so way more super recently. Recent. Yep. Yeah. Okay, cool. Awesome. And you're going to perform some of those things, I assume, at this show.
Yes, definitely. I'll be performing a bunch of those things. So,
what did you say the time of the show was again? So before we had to like drill into people's heads. This is going to be when, where, what time?
4 p.m., 9 p.m. 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Brick House in Eau Claire.
And it is going to be all ages, which I feel like we never really see that anymore.
No, that's one of the things that I love to do. And a lot, there's some of my music that has a few explicit lyrics, but I stay away from like the drug references and like the sexual content.
Innuendos and all that. Your music changed, right?
Yeah, like definitely.
Your music, if you look at stuff, I was just playing some for the family here before you came over, because the kids, I was, you know, I put the kids to bed and I was like, yeah, this rapper's coming over. And right away, they're like, what? A rapper's coming to the house? And I was like, you should be used to this by now. I feel like this happens all the time.
Oh, definitely, and, you. But it's just you know, because you're always gone probably. So
the excitement happens
for you.
Yeah, exactly. So I played some and I'm thinking, well, like some of this isn't appropriate. But anyway, so where's the direction of the music changed? Not to like sit and talk music forever, but I just, the whole thing like with Jake Lacoste and Eau Claire, I feel like the image has changed drastically. Not everyone has like really seen that because you yourself kind of went through and changed a lot.
Yeah.
What are the kind of things that you're trying to promote now? Obviously it says a lot just doing a toy drive alone, but like, what are you trying to do with music these days?
I just try to inspire people. I'm just trying to be motivational. I'm positive on a tip that I'm sober. And I stay away from like a lot of the, what I call like the dark world, like, you know, sex, the drugs, the like, I don't promote that stuff. And maybe before, you know, there's a little bit of drinking promote. I don't drink anymore, you know, or smoke cigarettes or these things that like, you know, I'm trying to run away from, honestly. And I've gotten away from them. But I just really want people to chase their dreams. I try to inspire people. I'm a lot, you know, on the side of with the passion pod. I really love that entire idea. And also to bring it back to the skateboard thing, that inspires me too. You know, those are the types of things that I'm trying to do. I'm trying to inspire people to chase their dreams. I'm trying to inspire people to get away from this programming of like, you know, buying into, you know, eating and drinking every weekend and, you know, all this stuff that you fall into for years and years. The music is completely steered away from all of that programming, and it's all about chasing what's true to your soul.
Yeah, well, I mean, you look at yourself as like, as you become an entertainer in some kind of light, like we both are, you are a role model for people, right? For some people anyways, and you have to take that responsibility, and you want to say, well, do I want to try to look cool and inspire people to do what? Do I want to inspire people to turn up? Like some people, that's their goal, and that's fine, I suppose. But, and, you know, at some point, especially when you're a parent, you think about like, well, what if my kids like heard it? You know, like what kind of things do I want to promote? When you did this Unplugged album, who did the music for, like, who did the piano, who did the guitar? You didn't, because you don't really play those, right?
No.
Who did that?
No, there's the piano, I'm not really sure. I feel kind of like a, you know, lame for not knowing his name. And then the other dude, his name is Amit, and I work with him pretty closely. I don't know his last name, but he has credits on my album.
Sure, yeah.
Every guitar riff solo on my album, Lost and Found, is from Amit and Burn County. So,
oh, awesome. So they kind of helped you put it together. So then when you record it, you record just your vocals separately from them then, and then it kind of gets mastered together after the fact?
For the album Lost and Found, that's how that worked. But the newer songs we started working on, I actually flew out to Portland and we worked on those together. So,
oh, rad. That's really cool. I think you can't really get that same kind of like magic when you're not in the same room together, like vibing. I feel like you kind of have to be there to get that. that. I want to talk toys a little bit more. I feel silly being in my 30s and talk about toys, but that's like, that's tight. So if you had to go, okay, if you were 10 years old right now, if you think back to like your 10-year-old self and you were hoping to get something for Christmas, because we got to give people ideas like what kind of toys they should potentially get. What would be a cool toy when you were 10?
Well, all the Nerf guns were awesome.
Oh my God.
And the more people that wanted to play and the more people that had a gun, like that just made it that much better. Obviously, it was always snowing.
Yeah.
So like you tried to go to the homie's house that had the biggest house, or I mean, you know, you can be crammed. I lived in a duplex, so like there wasn't a lot of like wiggle room or whatever, but it was cool enough, you know. And then I always wanted a dirt bike that I never got. Sometimes I got rollerblades that I couldn't skate, but in the garage on my little PVC rail.
Yeah.
But hey, we got it done. I mean, dude, I always wanted rollerblades. Like 10 and like, then obviously what, you're like 13, you don't really.
Yeah.
You just ask for money at some point, right?
Yeah.
But there was a lot of cool stuff, dude. Like we went through we had the Stretch Armstrong era.
I remember those.
We had like, I don't know. Nickelodeon had some toys that came out. I remember having the Ghostbusters backpack thing.
Yeah. That's sick. I think it's crazy to me that it's still a huge thing and I'm stoked about it, but tech decks are tight. If you're one of those parents that's like willing to listen to the noise because it does get repetitive and obnoxious, tech decks are dope and they make really great toys because it's like a pretty low entry like barrier, like cost wise, right?
Yes.
You know what I mean? If someone wants to spend $5, like you can buy a tech deck for $5, or you can buy like one of those sets with all the like little things, and I feel like every kid can get into those.
There's so many more toys available now.
Well, you got kids. What are your kids like hoping for Christmas, if you had to try to guess?
My 4-year-old daughter, she loves dress up stuff, so like I could get her like excuse me, 10 pairs of those like princess shoes.
Yeah.
And she's all over that, you know, and then the dresses and the jewelry that comes along with it. And then my little boy who's 3, he really likes cars, but he owns so many. It just doesn't matter though. You could just buy him more cars, more like semis to put cars inside of, whatever.
Hot Wheels are endless. Like you can always buy Hot Wheels. And then the other big one, like, I mean, sometimes they get crazy expensive, but Lego sets are like, I feel like it's always a good time with Lego sets. Like every kid likes Lego sets.
Yep.
Boys like Lego sets, girls like Lego sets. My kids have been playing with them nonstop.
Yep.
I feel like that's always a great option. All right. Well, thank you so much for telling me about the show. Again, one more time. What do people got to do to go to the show? When is it? What time is it? Where is it at?
So we're having a toy drive December 17th at the Brick House in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. It'll be 4 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. There'll be live performances, there'll be giveaways, and there'll be other things that I'm arranging at this moment. But we are going to be having a great time. Bring a toy. Please try to make it something like $10 and above, but you don't have to be obnoxious. Unless you're an obnoxious person, bring a whole Santa bag of toys if you want to, because, you know, this is going to be ultimately given away to the community, and you know, the more we can get, the better.
Are people able to donate money as well, if that's like easier for them, day of, donate some cash to you, and then you can use that to go buy toys?
We did that before. But bring a toy, because it's just cooler,
it's easier,
right?
It's
and
cooler.
It's like you can be creative.
Yeah.
Like,
you can give the kind of toy that you want to see. And again, you can drop toys off ahead of time at Passion Board Shop anytime. We're open noon to 6, Monday through Saturday, all the way up through Christmas. So you can feel free to stop in and I can deliver it to the show, or you can come see both of us at the show. Again, that's at the Brick House, 4 p.m. on December 17th. Come and check out the toy drive.